The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 15th chapter. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all, from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As we continue this special fall season at St. Philip the Deacon, we turn our attention to three beautiful bedrock gifts of our good and gracious God: Holy Communion, Baptism, and the Scriptures. Today, we look at the sacrament of Holy Communion. We heard it described by Paul in the first reading. It was when Jesus was celebrating the Passover meal with his disciples, as Jewish people the world over did and do every year, remembering that they were enslaved in Egypt. They gathered and remembered that when they put the blood of the Lamb on their doorposts as instructed, God had passed over or spared the families of their ancestors, delivering them out of bondage into the freedom of the Promised Land. But instead of celebrating the meal exactly according to the ritual, Jesus took the bread and the wine, and he identified himself as the new Passover lamb, whose body would be given for us and whose blood would be shed for us. "Take and eat," he said, "take and drink, in remembrance of me." It is a very special and powerful kind of remembering that we do, not just recollecting something that happened 2,000 years ago, but rather it's an enlivened kind of remembering that brings us deeply into the event. We actually participate in the event because Jesus is here now with us, here. He feeds us too today. He nourishes us as his own beloved in our time. In a few minutes, we will be celebrating Holy Communion together, as Jesus did with his disciples. We will hear his invitation: "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood." And it is our precious Savior himself that we receive in Holy Communion. We take him in, body and soul. We are forgiven and nourished by him, in order that we may carry his love to a hurting world. He fills us up so that his love may spill over from us in love for one another. We receive this little meal on the one hand as individuals, but also as community. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "Communion is about the sharing of life. It's about knowing others and being known by others, about caring and being cared for on a deep and personal level. And when we take communion together, we should reflect the life we share with one another, because the life of Christ is active in our hearts. The life of Christ, the one who, when facing the denial and betrayal of his dear ones and his own violent death, gave us this commandment, a commandment we need, it seems like, more than ever in this time of tragic, senseless, violent death of children and adults. He said, love one another. He said, this is how everyone will know you are my disciples, by the way you love one another. To receive the sacrament in a worthy manner is to actively care about those around us. Fed by Christ, we feed the hungry. We work for peace. We mourn with those who mourn. We share our hope in Jesus Christ. It is a particular blessing to share the sacrament with the people of God. I have had the opportunity to worship in several countries where I was not remotely fluent in the language, but where the bread and the wine have their own language of grace. Anywhere, at all times, and in all places, it's our Lord. He's feeding his family. It's a great blessing to share the sacrament with all of you here, and also with people who are homebound or in the hospital. I'm thinking of two people who have been away from church for a number of years, and one received the sacrament with joy just radiating from her face. Pastor, I love Holy Communion, she said to me. The other person received with tears of deep gratitude running down his cheeks. One closed her eyes so she could concentrate fully, and then said all the words with me from memory. I tell them that in the early church they called Holy Communion the pharmacon of life, like pharmacy. They thought of it as the medicine of life. I say, we have received the medicine of life together, and they nod their heads. They know it. It means the world to them. One of our very elderly saints who died a few years ago, after receiving the bread and the wine, would always pray part of a hymn from her youth. May thy body and thy blood be for my soul the highest good. This little meal is the medicine of life and the highest good. As we are nourished in remembrance of our Lord, we are strengthened to love one another. One more thought. Certain meals sort of taste like, well, they taste like home. Do you have a meal that tastes like home, that takes you back in time? For me, I think of the Sunday afternoon dinners my mom lovingly prepared, fried chicken, and then everything from the garden, including at least three kinds of homemade pickles, nine of us around the table, someone almost certainly spilling their milk. Home. I look back on that meal with love, and oh, what a joy to know that even though one day we will all be gone from this earth, we can still look forward to gathering again with our dear ones in the presence of God around a much bigger table. Holy Communion is our taste of home, our ultimate true home with God. It's a foretaste of the feast to come, when all are gathered again at table by the grace of God at the great heavenly banquet, feasting on the goodness of God's steadfast love. Home, where Jesus fulfills his promise to prepare a place for us and take us to himself. Home, where God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Home, where death will be no more. Home, where mourning and crying and pain will be no more because the first things have passed away. Holy Communion tastes like that. And so, my friends, let us eat and drink at our Lord's invitation, and so well nourished by our Savior, let us love one another. In the name of Jesus. Amen.